Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken, but joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, another member of our BBT team, it is Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. And Bordy, are you feeling more optimistic about the Orioles with them winning 6 of 8?
You got to feel a little better. I mean, come on. I mean, geez, it ain't easy to win in the big leagues. I don't care if it's the White Sox or the Rockies. You still got to do some good things, and they were able to do some things well enough to win. And yeah, listen, this team takes what it can get as far as positivity. And that's the kind, I mean, it's a young group that needs that right now. So we'll see how the West Coast trip kind of treats them. But I think it was a nice little stretch for a week, played good baseball, and they really did. They just have to build on that. And hopefully, you know, the pitching can keep cycling through and give this offense a little bit of a chance.
Yeah, that's where it was going, Bordy. Is the starting rotation starting to settle in?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, because they're just so inconsistent and up and down. And even, you know, as much as I love Sagano, even, you know, this month has been a little tricky for him. So I still think there are going to be ups and downs. But the fact that Morton has found some semblance of consistency, I think, should make us feel a little bit better. At least we got a few guys now that feel like they're going to give us a chance, and, you know, cross your fingers for a couple other guys. But it's better than, you know, what we've been going through. So, you know, I think that's really all we can ask. And, you know, and hopefully they stay on a nice run, or at least stay consistent enough through this month. And I guess you just never know, man. Baseball's weird, and the American League East is even weirder. So you just never know what could happen in baseball.
Are you still a little bit concerned about fundamental, like, acumen, Bordy, running bases, throwing to the right base, fielding our position? Where are you with that?
I think we're god-awful right now, to be honest with you. I think Colton Cowser is definitely going to help the outfield play. But I just think as far as defense, you know, on the infield, I just think it's a young infield that just got younger now that Mayo's going to get more opportunities. And I just think we have to expect that. It takes so long to actually feel comfortable and get so many hops and reads and just to, you know, be a consistent major leaguer at the big league level. And I think this team is now I think, just still kind of in the development stage. And we really have to kind of be patient with that because those mistakes are going to happen. But the base running, I still think, is pretty atrocious. I think, you know, and I, you know, all that said, it's too bad they got to develop in the big leagues. That really kind of, it's troublesome because the rest of the pieces haven't been put together well enough, you know, to kind of keep them there. So we're just riding this out with, take what you get with the young guys. They're incredibly talented young guys, but there's just and the inconsistencies that, you know, you're supposed to work out in the minor leagues. Just doesn't happen anymore.
We're speaking to Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Bordy, you brought up Colton Cowser, and we've seen the Orioles rush some injured guys back maybe a little too soon in the past. Cowser, of course, coming off the 60-day IL, just played six rehab games, only three rehab games at the AAA level. Does that concern you at all?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, live game action, it's hard to kind of replicate that. But I'm sure there are a lot of different ways to get your eyes trained and your rhythm and timing. They have those, you know, hitting machines mm-hmm. now that, you know, they just get to constantly get those repetitions. And if there was one guy that I feel like was just sitting in front of that stuff, it was Cowser. So I just don't feel like it's going to take him as long, you know, for some reason. And I'm sure he took advantage of every opportunity to try to keep himself as trained and in shape as possible. And I think the team really is going to like having him back as part of this roster, a little bit of energy boost, and they'll get another injection when Westberg comes back. I don't know. Who's to say, man? It seems like every guy that comes up, nobody comes back firing on all cylinders, so it may take a little bit of time, you know, for him. But I know one thing, the defense is going to be there, and that's going to help this team.
Well, Bordy, maybe the return of Colton Cowser will help Adley Rutschman, because as we talk every week, he still isn't getting it going offensively. He did take a ball to the face, well, to the face mask in a game, but he wasn't hitting before that happened. And now they take on a Seattle team where their catcher, he's an absolute aircraft carrier right now.
My gosh, isn't he?
Big dumper.
Is he leading the American League? Is he leading home runs right now? I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone on a hellish tear. Well, you know, hey, that might fire Adley up a little bit. Something's got to get Adley going, find some consistency. And I know we've been on him a while, and I'll just pile on a little bit more. Yeah. It's really uncanny to me that how he can't, he just doesn't hit even close to as well when he catches, you know. So he still hasn't put that kind of stuff, you know, together, let alone just it seems like the mechanical issues that are going on right now. So, you know, hopefully he can find something. It's going to be interesting now and more interesting with another lefty in the lineup how this is all going to get juggled and moved around. So maybe they'll just find a nice comfortable spot for Adley down there in the 7-8 hole.
Yeah, it is interesting with him. Like, I dug down on some numbers his first 2 years versus the last two. And there's things, you know, we always talk about the expecteds and what should have happened and things you can control and things you can't. But what stood out for me, Bordy, first two seasons, 154 games, he walks 13.4% of the time. Since the start of 2024, 201 games, he walks 9.8% of the time. He hit a fly ball 35% of the time his first 2 years. He's hitting a fly ball 43% of the time the last 2 years. He went opposite field over 29% of the time his first 2 years, just 23% the last two. And obviously we know his home run numbers are way down, so he's hitting more fly balls than ever. More of them are of the pop-up variety than the line drive, and far fewer getting over the fence. Like, that sounds like a recipe for torpedoing your career.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty obvious what's going on. And it would seem like, isn't this what the numbers are for, right? All these, okay, you're doing this too much and you're not having success. So the adjustment has to be made. So I don't understand. And because I've kind of thrown this out there and I've heard you guys talk about this too. I feel like it's a mechanical issue. And you just said it, the numbers prove, man, he's just popping up too much. Why? Go back to that nice level swing. Somebody might have gotten in his ear. He needs more power, more home runs. Who knows? Maybe it was the home run derby.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a home run hitter. He's just such a good hitter, a pure hitter. Somehow to get back to that kind of more natural instinctive field and think that you have to do something different to create, you know, home run power. It's hurting a lot of hitters. And obviously it's taking its toll on Adley too.
We've got a poll up. We're throwing it out to the people how the team should handle this. But we know there's been defensive flaws that have gotten worse over the years as well. And we've got a 200-game sample size now where he's got a 690 OPS and just 54 extra base hits. Like, would getting him out of here and sending him to Norfolk for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, like, does he need that kind of reset? I mean, we've seen people do it. We've seen 1-1s do it, like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've talked about this, and I don't know. I'm sure it's been thrown around. You know, it has to be. And I thought, to be honest with you, I think I told you guys this last week, when he took that off the face, I thought that was a great opportunity to just let him chill, man. Take it off, you know, go down there. Okay, how about a little rehab down in Norfolk? You know, get your timing right. Work on a couple things, and then boom, you come back fresh and ready to go. But, you know, I appreciate him trying to fight through this, but when you're doing the same thing over and over again, it's not really helping him or the team. So adjustments definitely have to be made, lowering him in the order, just to give a little pressure off his shoulders. But I think there could be, and I don't know why Adley wouldn't be. Nowadays especially, it just seems like it happens more frequently. It's not like it's the end of his career. I mean, he's still going to have, 10 more years in the big leagues, whether he is the player he is now or if he turns into the player he was when he first came back up. I still think he's going to have a nice long major league career. But, you know, the Orioles need him to make some adjustments, and he really kind of has to, too.
Bordy, what's going on the podcast?
Wow, thanks for asking, man. We had a great show today. We had Eric DaCosta on.
Whoa. Nice.
This guy is amazing to me. And what a shining example of just a brilliant organizational strategy. I know you guys talk about sometimes the trades, some things they need, but you want to talk about continuity in an organization. These guys have been here for 30 years. He worked his way up through. He's got an incredible success story. And he used to play the game. It was a low-level D3, but he played football. So he knows the game, and he's very intelligent. He respects the players. And I just love how he talks, man. He talks with this great passion and pride. And, I think it's really cool. And we were lucky to have him on. He gave us some great insight on so many different things. And, of course, Coleman being the pro he is, always asks the greatest questions to try to dig
a little
bit
deeper.
Yes,
of course.
Oh, poke the bear a bit?
Yeah, we had a great conversation, man. And I really, Man, he went way up on my totem pole, that's for sure.
Nice. Bordy, thanks as always for your time. Enjoy your totem pole, and we will chat next week.
I'm
all right, guys.
I'm wondering where a couple people I wonder if a couple people went down on your totem pole as well.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't mean it. Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Never mind. I meant dropping down.
Oh, wow. I didn't even catch that. Up next.
Stop. Dropping down.
Yeah. Man. Coming up next, Twib Notes time. Beltway Ben is checking in on the Blue Jays. Is he buying them? What? Tigers.
This one was not on purpose.
Are they the best team in the American League? The Milwaukee Brewers are on fire, and the Yankees closer is now hurt. It's Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.